As the legislative session enters the home stretch in Vermont, lawmakers still have not figured out how to pay for what most insist is a priority, cleaning up Lake Champlain and other waterways. The issue at hand is how to raise between $8 and $10 million in new revenue for cleanup efforts. The Senate passed a bill that did not specify how to come up with the money, and now the House is struggling with the issue. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, a number of environmental groups are critical of the Senate's approach.
Recently, the Senate approved a plan to distribute tens of millions of dollars in grants to help clean up Vermont's lakes and streams, but the Senate didn't address how to pay for its plan. Senate Natural Resources Chairman Chris Bray says his panel deliberately did not recommend a specific funding source. Bray says Democratic leaders want to wait until the end of the session to weigh the needs of the Clean Water Bill against other budgetary priorities.
So it will be one of those dynamic works in progress to the end. I think it makes sense because we have a lot of competing interests, and so we need to clarify all of them and bring them to the table and sort them out all at once.
It's estimated that the state needs $25 million a year in each of the next 20 years to properly address this issue. Right now, roughly $15 million is set to come from the state's capital bill, the property transfer tax, and unclaimed bottle deposits. That leaves a hole of about $10 million. John Groveman is the policy director at the Vermont Natural Resources Council. He's very critical about the approach taken by the Senate.
We were very disappointed and concerned because we've been at this for 3 years now. And at every crucial turn, we've seen, funding not happen.
The Scott administration wants to use Vermont's estate tax to raise the new revenue, but it says it's open to other possibilities. Ron Rhodes is the river steward at the Connecticut River Conservancy. Unlike the Senate, he says the administration deserves credit for at least trying to solve the revenue question.
We would have hoped that the Senate, even if they didn't like that proposal, would have hoped that they would have come up with their own idea and their own funding source. That's the thing that just irritates me the most, is we've got 4,000 projects already identified, ready to go, and we don't have the long-term funding to start to implement them.
The House Ways and Means Committee is now reviewing the bill. Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the chairperson of the panel. She says the committee will consider a wide range of tax sources, but she doesn't support the governor's plan to use the estate tax because that tax is already being used to fund other state programs.
The one commitment that I've made is that whatever we come up with for water will not affect the general fund, so we did not think the estate tax was an appropriate revenue source.
But Ansel is confident that her committee will identify a clean water tax source in the coming weeks.
It's a complicated puzzle to put together, but I'm confident we'll be able to come up with a proposal and hopefully get it to move through the House and through the Senate. We'll see.
Even if lawmakers agree on a clean water funding source in the final days of the 2019 session, there's no guarantee that Governor Scott will support that decision. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.